With SRN News, I'm John Scott. With President-elect Donald Trump headed for the White House, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is hurriedly restarting a tolling plan, hoping to get it into place before the Republican follows through on a promise to kill it for good during his first week in office. At a news conference, Hochul says congestion pricing beginning in January meets many goals.
Ensuring our commuters can rely on safe subways and commuter trains now and into the future. Ensuring we can decongest our clogged streets. Improving the quality of life for residents, the safety of pedestrians, and access for emergency vehicles. And ensuring we reduce vehicle emissions to enhance our air quality.
A congestion pricing tolling system is aimed to discourage people from driving into the most traffic-choked parts of Manhattan by slapping them with a $15 toll. Also at SRNnews.com, wholesale prices rose last month. Shelley Adler has more.
The producer price index, which tracks inflation before it hits consumers, rose 0.2% from September to October. That's up from a 0.1% gain the month before. And compared to a year ago, the Labor Department says wholesale prices were up just under 2.5%, accelerating from a year-over-year gain of 1.9% in September. Since peaking in mid-2022, inflation has fallen more or less steadily, but average prices are still nearly 20% higher than they were 3 years ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
Justice Department officials say jail officials in Georgia's Fulton County violate the constitutional rights of people in their custody by failing to protect them from violence, using excessive force, and holding them in filthy conditions. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 190 points, the NASDAQ down 109. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Spain.
The giant Christian relief agency headed by Franklin Graham operates outside the U.S. too. Right now it is responding to unprecedented flooding in Spain that has killed hundreds and sparked civil unrest. A statement from Samaritan's Purse says, quote, "We are supplying generators, trash pumps, pressure washers, shovels, boots, gloves, masks, and Bibles. We're also providing machinery to skilled tradesmen to help the communities rebuild." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, has resigned. The Crown Nominations Commission, which will send the name of a new candidate and an alternate to Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who will then advise King Charles on his selection. The commission has 16 members, including the Archbishop of York, representatives of the clergy and laypeople, a representative of the Anglican Communion, and a chair appointed by the Prime Minister. This is SRN News. Ford is paying a penalty to the federal government.
Ford Motor Company will pay a penalty of up to $165 million to the U.S. government. That's because officials say they're moving too slowly on a recall and failing to give accurate recall information. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the civil penalty is the second largest in its 54-year history. The agency says Ford was too slow to recall vehicles with faulty rearview cameras, and it failed to give the agency complete information. Ford said in a statement it's committed to continuously improving safety. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The South Carolina Supreme Court deciding the state should take a break from executions for the holidays. Justices issued an order saying they would wait to sign the next death warrant until at least January 3rd. Two inmates have been executed since South Carolina restarted its death chamber this year after an unintended 13-year break. More details at SRNnews.com.